How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
How are you, Tom?
Oh, I'm actually great. I'm sort of buzzing on coffee, but also on being busy, as I know you are too.
Yeah, I'm in a similar place. I'm enjoying being a busy person.
And let me tell you, you've been very busy.
Tom, as have you. You know, we're just out there trying to do our thing, you know.
Susie, it's all taking off.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's going great. Susie recently hosted an episode of Live at the Comedy Store.
So did you.
Sure.
But yes, it was very exciting. It was very nice. And it was
Susie took the roof off.
I mean, and I did apologise. Of course.
It was very embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing. I had to get, with my lesbian skills, I could patch it back on.
Of course. You know? She naturally had her Carhartts on anyway. It was
fine. How about my three hammers?
You know the power drill was already charged. It was repaired in a jiffy. But still, great news.
Great news. No, it was lovely. It's been a really fun time. It's nice, isn't it? Because, I mean, I've been doing comedy for quite a long time.
Oh.
As have you.
Wow.
And so it's nice to get to the stage where you're like, oh, I'm doing some other fun things. This is lovely. Oh, I'm so pleased that I didn't jack it all in 4 years ago when I thought I was having a breakdown, you know, all that sort of thing.
All those moments. But, you know, we all have those moments. That's the thing no one talks about, those moments when we go,
you think about going, I can't do this anymore.
What am I doing? I think, and that, you know, and I'm sure, you know, well, life is full of ups and downs, isn't it? But the thing is, just keep going.
I think so too, yeah. Keep going, whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
For fun or for work or for whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah,
just throwing yourself into something is a really great thing to do, I think.
There's this, I can't remember who said it.
It's probably me.
It was either Susie Ruffle or Winston Churchill.
One
of the two. I get them. Always get them.
Was
confused.
It "We'll Fight Them on the Beaches"?
That was you.
Yeah, that was definitely
that was
me.
That lesbian summer camp. But the
that was in Lesbos.
That was Lesbos volleyball championship that Susie actually
we will
very
fight
well
them
in.
Yeah.
Or it was like if you're going.
You can probably tell that Tom and I are buzzing, but also maybe a little bit tired. So we're
tired,
slightly.
I like it.
Hysterical.
I like it. The saying is, if you're going through hell, keep going.
Yeah.
Like, don't stop.
No, that was me rather than Winston.
Fine. I always get you both confused.
I know. It's because both cigars.
That's the thing.
You know.
Both love cigars.
Top hats.
Making speeches.
Walking sticks.
Yeah. Appearing in The Crown. And is it John Lithgow? Is that who plays him in The Crown? Have you seen The Crown?
No, I haven't.
I think it's very good.
Do you know that Matt Smith got paid more than Claire Foy?
I mean, I'm on Twitter. Of course I saw it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I did see that.
Shocking.
Really shocking. She's the queen.
Do you know what I mean?
But they've balanced it out for this series or something?
Yeah, but that doesn't help Claire Foy. She's not
in
it anymore.
I know. Is she not in it anymore?
No, I don't think she's playing the queen anymore. Haven't they changed it?
They changed it.
Oh, maybe I read something wrong. Tom, you know you can't trust me with news.
No, I do.
I do.
But no, we were
things.
All outraged by that. We were all outraged
all
by that.
Outraged.
Yeah. I assume they were going to make it up to her in back
royalties,
payments.
Royalties, literally.
In royalties. Do you get royalties?
You're becoming a dame. We're making
will that
up
do?
To you in royalties.
Will that do? I thought they were making it up. I mean, I'm not saying it makes it all right, but I thought they were.
I'm not sure.
Hello there, like-minded friends. Tom here. I wanted to talk to you about The Economist. Yes, the, what do we call it, a magazine, a journal? Well, it's been around for 170 years, and I had a read of it recently, and it is great. It's not just about economics. It's about politics. It's about the state of the world, and it provides such a brilliant insight into what's happening in different parts of the world. I thought it was so informative. In an age when we're so dominated by opinions from people that we don't even know on Facebook, this is all about facts. It's about quality journalism. I had such a great time reading it. It would be such a brilliant thing, I thought, to have on those long journeys when we're just stuck looking at our phones. What about if we had something intelligent to read? So The Economist have very kindly offered to give our readers a free copy. And all you have to do is go to economist.com/like-minded. Economist.com/like-minded and enter your details for your free copy, which will be delivered direct to your door. It's a really, really great read. And I think it's one of those things, if you're not going to read a newspaper every day, get a copy of The Economist, and it kind of covers everything. So that's right. Go to economist.com/like-minded and have a read. See what you think. I think you'll be impressed.
Here's a question for you.
Sure.
Have you found that... So I'll speak from my point of view. Mm. So I have found that because of being a busier person at the moment, mm-hmm. when I have the chance to sort of have a night out or have a drink with friends, I am accidentally getting blind drunk.
I have had phases of that, Suze.
Because I'm like, oh my God, I'm not working tomorrow and this is quite unusual, so I'm going to go out and have a drink. And then I forget to eat because I'm so excited to go and be doing something with friends.
And of course, drink gives you that buzz of like, it's sugar, isn't it, that makes you, whoop.
Totally. And then I'm having a lot of...
Go on.
Okay. My girlfriend calls it regretamin.
Regretamin. Which is the hangover feeling.
Yeah. Of like, oh no, was I an idiot when I was pissed?
That is the feeling I get for days. I mean, I haven't actually been... Well,
You're drunk right now though, right?
I mean, I've been drunk for the last 3 years.
Great.
But they... I do get like that. Mm. I have to be careful because I find that lasts for days now.
Really?
And my therapist says to me, she's got no time. She's got no... When I'm like, oh, I drank a lot. And she's like, well, I told you not to not drink. My therapist is very, like...
Does she tell you not to drink at all?
She says it's best not to. Which says it causes anxiety, it causes depression. And it is kind of true, I suppose.
Oh, 100%.
Well, I suppose that is what it is, isn't it? That's what regretamin is. It's that down after the up of having a wonderful, exalted time.
Yeah. It's just... It's hard, though, isn't it? Because you do... I just wake up the next day and I've got such a vivid imagination that I can also almost... create things that I know didn't happen in my head of being like, oh, was I awful to that person? Or did I say the wrong thing? So like at the Soho Theatre on Saturday night, I had a lovely show and then some people spoke to me afterwards and I was quite drunk when I was chatting to them and they worked at the Soho and the next day I was like, was I awful? Did I say anything awful? And Alice was like, no, because that's my girlfriend. She's like, no, because you're not awful. So you wouldn't have said anything awful.
Great advice. Great girlfriend.
Great girlfriending. But it is that sort of quite stressful thing of being like, oh God, I can't remember. I know that I wasn't an idiot. I know I wasn't sick or I wasn't blind drunk.
You were sick all up those windows at the Soho Theatre.
Those massive windows.
I had to come in and clean it up.
Well, do you know what that is? It's because they're yet to put a picture of me up on one of them. So I'm going to vomit on it until I make the grade to go.
Yeah. Now they've got sick behind the transfers. Yeah. They'll have to replace them.
They'll have to. But yeah, it is that thing of being like, oh God, did I say the wrong thing? Yeah. Did I do the wrong thing? Should I be sorry? Do I need to apologise to anyone?
We all do.
Who's
it.
Got my
the
knickers?
Beer
that sort
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, of course. My problem constantly. Yeah, absolutely, Suze, absolutely.
But do you think that comes from a place of like, because of being like, oh, well, something nice is happening tonight, or I've been really busy, or I haven't had the chance to hang out with my friends lately?
Yeah.
Do you get that thing of like, I'm not working. I have to have a nice time tonight.
Mm.
I have to have a wonderful time. Like, do you find yourself that you put pressure on that?
Yes, I do to an extent. Or sometimes what I find is it creeps up on me without realising.
Right.
So I'll be like, oh yeah, everything's busy. Right, let's just keep going, keep on an even keel. And then someone will be like, do you want to have a drink? And I'll be like, yeah, I'll have a drink. And I'm like, I'll just have a couple of drinks and I'll go home. But of course then I have a load of drinks.
Blackout.
And then it's...
Wake up in Puerto Rico. Working for a drug cartel.
We've all done
it. The tale as old as time.
It's the tale as old as time, as Angela Lansbury once sung. So I do get that. I do get that. And I think, you know, part of me thinks I should... I don't know, like, if you go to America, for example, or if you're a millennial, people don't drink so much. It's a very British thing. I was brought up to be like, get pissed. It was basically like, great news, you can get drunk now.
Yeah, that is funny. I wonder, it's not a thing at all, you don't think, in America.
Oh, I think there is. People do go drinking, yeah, I think they do.
But less so.
I don't know. I'm never sure, because at one
level...
What
was it like when you were in LA? Not
LA,
big drinkers.
They do drink. They have, like, Sunday fun day. which is like, which is a really fun idea, and I don't know why it's not a thing here.
Right.
Of like where people go out for brunch, they have mimosas,
yeah.
they go to like the chapel, sort of famous, apparently it's famous, I've never heard of it. Apparently there's a program about it, a gay bar in West Hollywood, and there's all these sort of, there's all these places to go.
Right.
Where people like to go and have, let their hair down. But I don't know if they get like, in the same way as like we do, like blind drunk, Brighton seafront, see a man fisting himself. That happened to
Taylor's
a friend of mine.
Taylor's old as time.
Taylor's old as time, thank you.
Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury, again. How did you know?
Angela Lansbury would be a good name for a canal boat.
Oh, building on last week's, on last time's episode.
Yeah.
The Angela Lansbury.
Yeah.
The Jessica Fletcher.
Yes, the Jessica Lange.
The Jessica Lange.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the Susan Sarandon.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know, finally.
The feud.
The feud. Just call it the feud. Yeah. The Joan Crawford. A narrowboat. Oh. What about a tugboat?
If there's any TV producers listening, Tom and I would like to do a narrowboat show. Well, we go around the country on a narrowboat.
Oh my God, finally. We found our perfect vehicle, literally.
Literally our perfect vehicle.
Where do you think we would stop off on? I think we'd be like Britain's Hidden Gays. No, that sounds like it's more of an expert, like knocking on people's doors.
Excuse me, they're queers here. Come out.
We found you.
I like that show that's on in the morning, where they? Oh, with the bailiffs going around people's houses. Oh,
yeah.
It's so horrible.
So horrible. What is that program called? And does it have Dom from.
I think you're thinking of the one where it's like cowboy builders, did Arthur conservatory, and now we're going to get them.
Oh yeah, some woman who spent her life saving on a conservatory.
Very sad.
Always a sad story, something to get your nan riled up.
Precisely that.
That's what I was.
And then
think.
Don't worry, we've got This Morning coming on afterwards.
Yeah,
and it'll cheer you right
up
out.
With a bit of saxophone music. Da, da,
da, da, da. Yeah.
My nan would love to watch Robert Kilroy's Silk.
Oh yeah.
Get very agitated about that. Very
and then we have on,
the
what kind of people would he have on the show?
Oh, I mean,
all sorts.
All sorts. People. No, I think it was more like.
But it wasn't like Jeremy Kyle, was it?
No, it that like that would have been. Was that on when my nan was alive? She might have seen a bit of it, but I think that would have been too much, really.
Oh, it was way too much for my nan.
Was it? Yeah.
Oh, because it would be like, oh, I sold, you know,
I sold crack to my daughter.
Yeah, or like I had oral sex so that I could have some paracetamol. Like, it's all really weird.
Elaborate story.
Really bizarre.
Yeah.
I'll marry him as long as I find out that he didn't get my sister pregnant. Like,
all
those
of
sorts
those.
Of things.
Do you know what I love, though, Susie?
Go on.
A copy of Chat magazine.
Oh, my God.
I love it so much.
When I went on holiday with my mum and Jackie.
Do they love it?
I don't know if I'm telling you that when we went through the... when we were going through the airport.
Yes.
My aunt Jackie's bag got beeped. We had to put it back through. Mum and Jackie both didn't realise that... This is verbatim what they said. I didn't realise that the liquid for my vape would be classed as liquid. I don't know where to start with that.
But it does become a vapour. So is that a liquid? Or is it
a
gas? It's the age-old question.
Anyone that's done GCSE science, do get in touch. Reach out.
Do
you know,
get in touch. Tell us about the atoms.
Good
proposition though from Auntie Jackie.
But they both had, one of them had a chat and one of them had a that's life.
They're the best. Do you know why I love them so much?
Prizes.
Life-death prizes.
Stories. Yeah.
Life-death prizes is one of their slogans.
Yeah.
It's brilliant, Susie. The thing is, I was like, I would much rather read this about, like, you know, like, murdered on my wedding night. Like, how are you still telling the story?
And then I've married a ghost and it's the happiest I've ever been.
I had sex with a roller coaster. It was the best orgasm I've ever had.
Very up and down.
Very up and down. Like so many marriages we know. But they... Yeah, so they're honest, though, those magazines, because they are nonsense.
But it's just bizarre.
Then you pick up these other magazines, and they're toxic. They're all like, oh, my God, I can't believe what blah blah's wearing this week. And they're all really bitchy and make you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah, really awful.
Whereas, like, Bella...
Oh, yeah, and I have, like, that have the bit at the first page where it's like, me and the girls went on a knitting weekend.
Oh, I love that. Nominate your favourite girl pal.
Yeah.
It's all of that
all
sort
of that
thing.
Shit.
Like, oh, because it's Mother's Day. People nominated their best mums. Like, why do you, I mean... How many do you have? Why do you need to nominate this in a magazine? But lovely, though.
Yeah,
oh, Easter table spread.
Yes, exactly. Here's my granddaughter dressed as a chicken for Easter.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Lovely stuff.
No,
really into that.
No cynicism, no irony. All of those things I'm bringing to it now, of course.
Of course. And a couple of crosswords.
Or word search. Lovely.
Lovely stuff.
Maybe a crossword where one of the clues is a picture.
100%, it'll be like Gabby Rosalind.
It'll definitely be Gabby Rosalind or
Eamon Holmes,
Tess Daly.
That all sort of thing.
All those people are great for a clue on a crossword. And then readers' letters, tips.
Oh, yeah. Like, my husband likes to have a bagel to go to work. I realise that those the things that you buy CDs in, you could use as a bagel transporter.
Oh, that's a classic one.
Would love that sort of thing. Put a lime in your fridge to make it smell nice.
I thought your bagel tip was going to be someone had written in and just bought a roll and just cut a hole in it with like a scone cutter.
That's of course what I do.
Indeed. My friend Alex and I always had an idea of using frozen grapes as ice cubes in wine, which we were going to send in. We never got around to it.
That is a lovely idea.
Isn't that lovely? If your wine's not cold enough, freeze some grapes, put them in.
A lovely idea.
A lovely idea, isn't it? Lovely.
You should do that.
Well, there you go. It's a top tip.
It's a top tip for
the listeners. From Tom. From me. What were we saying there?
Well, we were just talking about how great those magazines are.
Yeah. Will your mum buy a magazine? Would she buy like a more like stressful magazine?
No. She would buy a Bella or a Chat, and then she would read a Martina Cole, which is generally lovely. Like, someone's died, we're going to work it out.
Is that what that storyline is usually in a Martina generally. Cole? My mum likes to, well, she's on a subscription to Woman and Home. Thanks, Tom. That was my Mother's Day or Easter present several years ago.
Lovely stuff.
Just keeps renewing. I keep forgetting to come. No, she likes it, so it's a pleasure. But sure, Woman and Home, what's your mum's thoughts on that?
I don't even know what that is.
It's basically like...
But I've got to say, it's two things that I want my future to look like.
Women.
I want a home. And home. I want one.
Yeah. It's everything you need. And that will have a picture of Twiggy.
Yep.
In a sort of... not a cross-legged position, but she'll definitely be sat on the floor in a pantsuit.
Laughing
in a really smiley way with maybe like one hand just sort of gracing her cheek. She's not like...
And the weeks that Lulu can't do it... Would Lulu do it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Great.
Usually a sort of purple hue to the background.
Sure.
Articles about maybe doing those blinds that everyone has. The shutter blinds.
And Kegels.
Kegels, definitely Kegel exercises. Yeah, definitely they'll be like, ask Dr. Miriam.
Yeah, and it'll be like, I'm on HRT.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thinking of coming off of it, what's your tips? And it will always be oil of emerald primrose.
Yes.
That's the answer to everything.
Which I always got confused with oil of Ule, as I know it, and insist on calling it, not oil of Ole.
Ole. Ole.
Too Spanish.
It's a Spanish one.
And also, Jif, not Sif.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know.
All
that
of this stuff. It's going to come back once we've got Brexit, Susie.
Do you know what I mean?
Jif Lemon, oil of Ole. oil of Ole. What is it? Just a moisturiser?
Yeah.
Oh, but it comes in a bottle.
I think it comes in a lot, in lots of ways.
Does it?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Avon?
Ding dong.
Avon calling.
Fine. Nanny used to like it. She'd be like, have a look in there. You can have a mascara if you want.
Oh, that's nice.
It's nice, isn't it?
People say, though, that some of their products are the best. Like, oh, the lipstick.
I think that's the people that work for them.
I wonder why they have that uniform on. I love it as just a business model. Like, we go door-to-door selling beauty products.
Yeah, do you ever get that thing of, like, people going door-to-door selling cleaning products?
Yes, you could buy J-cloth from a student from Italy or something.
Yeah. Would you like J-cloth?
No, we're fine, thank you. Yeah, mum, like, or people like Electrolux, I mean...
Yeah.
That was that's in a film, but yeah.
Maybe.
But still. I wonder
how you get into that. I was selling J cloths from home, and eventually I thought, maybe I should go door to door. That used to be a real thing, didn't it?
Now people are too scared to open the door. Rightly so.
Well, I guess the internet changed that.
There's also the internet. What about Toys R Us?
I loved Toys R Us as a child.
My brother loved it. I always found it a little bit stressful.
I can imagine. Because you were an old man in a child's body.
Ironically, what was the toy I asked for? My nan was like, you can have whatever you like. Well, I'll get you something. Within reason.
Yeah. What did James have?
Oh, anything, everything.
Right.
You know, like he would be like...
He would have lots of options. Yeah.
But I was like, I don't know what to get. And I ended up getting a toy briefcase. That's right, kids. It's a plastic briefcase which had like letters and things you could play with inside it.
Oh, I can so imagine a tiny Tom writing a letter to somebody.
Yeah. It was very precious to me though. I didn't open the briefcase. I didn't really play with it.
Because you didn't want to mark it?
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Sort of strange, isn't it?
It's adorable.
But Toys R Us, as we found out, because I was up early the other day and I watched some of BBC Breakfast, they had a person on talking about why Toys R Us has collapsed.
Is it collapsed?
It's gone. Closed down.
Oh, I wonder what happened to that giraffe.
I don't know, probably in a lasagna now. Jeffrey. There's millions, says Jeffrey, all under one roof. It's called Toys R Us, Toys R Us, Toys R Us.
For our listeners that listen in different countries, they will have absolutely no idea what this last bit was.
It was American, though, wasn't it?
Toys R Us? Toys R Us American?
Yeah.
Putting that sort of R in things. Very American. Very American.
Akin to putting a Z in kids to make it cool for kids.
Or cats.
Or cats. Sort of thing that yogurt, I feel like, would be sold. Like, yogurt for kids. Yeah. I never liked yogurt as a child.
Do you like it now?
Not that much. Do you?
No, Mum's always got yogurt in, and she thinks that it's, like, some of them are healthy, but Mum will be like, I've got chocolate yogurt. Because, you know, you like healthy stuff.
And I'm
like,
that's not healthy. Lovely, though. What are your thoughts on a Müller Corner?
I really like... So, I think I like
Crunch Corner. I was going to say, I meant Crunch Corner.
Is, like, that's one of my favourite desserts. And I always have them in the fridge.
Lovely thing to
have.
The
banana ones.
Banana. Chocolate banana? Banoffee pie?
No, just the banana yogurt with the chocolate flakes.
Yes. That's the one I like.
Yeah. And people have often, like when I, if you like go around the supermarket, like, oh, I'm going to get a treat for myself. I always get one of those. And my housemate, Jenny.
What will she get?
Well, no, she'll be like, why don't you like a bag of fags and a bottle of vodka?
Just a Müller Corner for me.
No, she'll get like, you know, a nice little cake or something. And I'll be like, I'll have a Müller Corner, and I think it's a bit...
That's nice.
I think it's a bit poor.
No, I think it's a lovely... It's probably... I think it's not that bad for you. It's probably got a bit of sugar in it, but... What,
I don't think it's bad for you. I just think it's quite sad. I think it's quite a sad dessert, but it's my favourite.
Sad dessert. No, no such thing as a sad dessert.
No, that's true.
I like them, but they do... Mum will get them in, like, a 12-pack or something. They are massive in the fridge. They're half the fridge will be then taken up with, like, Müller. They come in, like, a stacked pack, like, covered in cellophane.
Yeah.
Also, my mum is obsessed with putting fruit and vegetables in those clear plastic bags. Does your mum do that in the supermarket?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's come out of the ground. Just put it straight in the trolley.
Totally.
No, put it in a plastic bag.
Yeah. And it's very wasteful.
Very wasteful. It's difficult to bring mum around to this.
Yeah, the whole use once things.
Though they brought the milkman's back.
Very odd.
Have you got a milkman where you are?
No. But they are back, I heard.
Guess who's back.
Back again. The milkman's back.
Milkman's back.
Tell your friends.
We got orange juice from the milkman.
I always remember getting that and it being so sweet.
Yeah.
So sweet.
In a milk bottle as well.
Yeah.
Delightful treat.
Lovely. It is really old-fashioned, isn't it?
Very much a Sunday morning breakfast treat.
Yeah, very much so. Mm. Very much so. What did we start talking about? Oh.
Beer fears.
And now we've come all the way around to Crunch Corners.
I mean, if you're having the beer fears, have a Crunch Corner, see if that helps.
Do you know what? That might work.
It might work.
It might just work.
You just give it a try. What's the harm?
What is the harm? So what else have you got coming up, Tom? Tell us.
Well, Susie, I've booked a little trip to go to America.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to see my friend Lily, who lives in New York.
Yes, Lily, who lives in New York.
I'm not going to see her that much, but her friend Michael is taking me with his partner. Yes, it's a partner. Yes, it's a he. Michael and Daniel are taking me to their home, which is in the Hamptons. I've never been there.
Oh, that sounds fun.
They live very near Ina Garten, the Beffa Contessa.
You know, oh, my God, you might meet her.
The bareback Contessa, I love her.
Your absolute fave.
She is my fave. And so we're hoping anyway. So I'm going to be there for Easter.
That'll be nice.
This might be going out after Easter, but still.
Still, that's fine. That's nice.
I'm hoping for some sort of Easter brunch.
How long are you going for?
Just like 4 days.
That's lovely.
Fly out Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Actually, it might be 5 days. I fly back Wednesday night, I think.
That's lovely.
Land on Thursday, go straight to tour shows. So, I mean, I just had a couple of days there.
That'd be so nice.
And I hope that'll
be
nice.
I love New York.
Well, I haven't been for a while. Mm. And it always, I thought, maybe I need some sort of sit-down holiday, you know, on a beach or something. But A, the time of year is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And B...
New York has a certain...
I find it has an energy about it that I find quite interesting.
Like, it's not... It would be like a... Potentially, like, you know, busier holiday, but it does have that. It has a really fun vibe about it, doesn't it? Also, you're going to the Hamptons.
The Hamptons,
and it's where everyone goes. You might bump into all of the fun people.
I might well do, you know, Fire Island. We might go there actually. It's not far from there, apparently.
That's for like where all the gays go, right?
All of the gays go there.
Gays go to Fire Island.
They love it. They bloody love it there.
They bloody love it.
So I know I've got to get like some pastel polo shirts, pop the collar. I was thinking about getting a tennis short.
What about a tennis skirt?
Yes. Perfect.
Lovely.
Perfect for hitching up.
Like that really famous famous poster of that girl itching
scratching
her bum.
Scratching her bum, yeah. So adorable.
Scratching is so much nicer than itching. Itching sounds like she's got something wrong with her.
Itching sounds like it's giving somebody the itch.
Right, yeah.
To me.
Okay.
What have you got coming up apart from scratching an itch?
Scratching an itch?
Itching and scratching.
What have I got coming up? I'm going to Budapest for a few days next month.
Susie, I didn't know about this, with the girl.
With the girl and Jenny Bead, because Jenny Bead's boyfriend, Dan, is working in Budapest because he's a TV producer.
Wow.
So he's working over there and he's got an apartment, so he's invited us over for a few days.
It's very nice. I did a gig there many years ago I managed to squeeze in a trip to the Baths. You must go.
Yeah,
some of them are basically a gay sauna though, so be careful.
Do be careful. But I would sort of like that because I'd be like, look guys, I'm very open-minded.
Just be like doing this podcast. Yeah. I say be careful. Just be aware it might be an awkward situation.
Because I'm Thea.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I'm sure there's space for everybody to have a nice time.
I'm sure there is.
I went to the one in the park, which was really nice, and it was cold and all the steam was coming off it.
Yeah, I like the idea of that.
I also got exhaustedly tired after going to the baths.
Why?
Don't know, there's something about it, the detox experience with all that.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, detoxing.
I think you're going to
love that'd be nice. But yeah, just that, and then going to Australia for the whole of June.
Yes! Of course. How are you feeling about that? Have you made any plans about what to wear?
Well, yes, of course, I'll have my suits. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm feeling a little... Nervous is the wrong word. I'm very excited, but I'm... I guess a little nervous about the fact that I don't really know anyone that I'm going on the road with.
Do we know who you're on with yet?
No, not really.
Oh, so we can't even Facebook stalk them.
No, none of that business. So 4.5 weeks with strangers. But I think if I go in with the right attitude and just go in and be like... Susie. I'm going to enjoy this, and I'm going to hopefully get on with everyone, and I'm quite easygoing.
Oh, my goodness.
Hopefully, I'm going to make some new friends.
It's a lovely attitude to have. I think that's the best attitude. I think it's going to be such a great adventure. I think as soon as you get off the plane, you'll be like, oh, my goodness.
This is great. Yeah.
Or actually, you'll find out as soon as it takes
off. I am quite scared of the spiders, though.
Don't worry about that. You won't see them as much as you think.
But what about one of the Axis spiders?
Then you might have to see them a little bit.
Yeah.
Certainly when you're like...
Doing all that spider material.
You might have to drop some of that.
Have to drop some of that. I bet they've got a great website.
Oh! Did you just think of that, Sis?
Yeah, I did.
That is good. Comedy. That's really good.
Comedy, mate.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you're just constantly working. You just get... The tool gets sharper.
Tom, you're on tour at the moment. Tell everyone about it before we have to leave.
I'm on tour at the moment. If you fancy coming, the details are at tomindeed.com. And we're in the process of adding some more dates to the autumn. So if you don't see one near you, there should be some... Hopefully it's on its way, I promise.
I'm also on tour. I've got a few dates left. The details are at susieruffle.com. You can also find out what we're up to on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, those things. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get in touch, please do. We are... at chat2likemindedfriends@gmail.com.
Absolutely, and that's 2 spelled T-O.
Absolutely.
Not the number 2, just in case you thought we were trying to be, like, cool with the kids.
Cool with kids.
Kids.
Gays are us.
Gays are us. Yes, that would be a terrible thing to put.
An awful thing.
Thanks for listening.
Don't get the beer fears.
Have a nice time. Drink sensibly. Have water between drinks.
Yes, and get a canal boat.
Maybe get a canal boat. If you want to let your hair down, don't just get drunk, get a canal boat.
I mean, as ever, lovely advice from us.
Great advice, great life advice. Well, Susie, this has been wonderful.
Hasn't it just?
Hasn't it? Lovely.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye now, guys. Bye for now.
Bye. How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.